When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
He is comedian Kevin Meaney. Kevin, what was your first big TV appearance?
Well, I'd have to say it was probably The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm. It's and pretty amazing.
I think the first time I did it, I did the bit that I used to do. It was called I Don't Care, where my jokes don't go over. You know, mm-hmm. And that's what I ended the show with, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care. He does not care. And and I remember, and then I told Johnny that I wrote him a letter when I was 14 years old. And because when I was 14, I was living in New York, you know, with my family, mm-hmm. my parents and everything. And Johnny Carson moved the show from New York to L.A. And that just, it killed me. I go, what, how am I going to, a 14-year-old, how am I going to get on that show now?
Right.
They're out in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote him a letter. And I was the pot washer then, and I said, I'm the fastest pot washer on the East Coast, and I will take on your West Coast pot washer. I swear to God I wrote it to him. Now, 20 years later, or maybe not even.
You're on the
now
show.
I'm on the couch. We go to commercial. I had just sang I Don't Care, and Johnny's like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Your jokes don't go over. You don't care. How did you get started? I said, I was a pot washer, and I wrote you a letter when I was 14, and I told him the story, and he goes, why didn't we have this guy on the show when he was 14? That would have been a good bit.
Do you remember your first joke when you walked out on stage?
Yes, I'm Kevin Meaney, thinking about changing my first name to Eaney. Parents' names are Miney and Mo. I have a gay brother by the name of Weenie Meanie, and I have an Aunt Jeannie. And then I go, thank you very much. Good night.
Uh-huh.
And then I took the microphone, and I took it in my hand, and I jabbed it into my eye, and uh-huh. I go, my eye!
Nice.
And then your mother, why are you putting the microphone in your eye?
We're not those kind of people.
You know, yes. You don't see other comedians poking their eyes out. Just
not.
You, the mental case, putting them. You know, I'll tell you what's going to happen to you. One of these days, one of your mental case crazy comedian friends is going to put a big needle in that microphone. Then you'll be dancing down the humor highway with one damn eye. Uh-huh. I don't think you want to see.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. So it was all about my mom and about how crazy she was, you know, like. You know, company was always coming over, and she would go, we're having company tonight. You kids, stay out of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be going in there stinking it up. You know? How do you think that makes you feel as a child?
No
you
kidding.
Know? Yeah, and then the Lobermans are coming over tonight, and she's a sick woman, so be nice to her. She's got thyroid. You know, we didn't know what thyroid was. We were little kids, and next thing you know, bug-eyed Loberman shows up. She's looking at us. We're looking at her. Nobody's blinking. You know, and the more food I take off my plate, I can see the reflection of her eyeballs in my dish. You know? So that was basically my, you know, my act, you know, doing that. And he was on the, him and Ed were howling laughing, you know.
Ed, you have thyroid, don't you? You've got, I've seen those big eyes at 4 a.m. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.